Now let's listen to the third conversation. You will hear a teacher and a student talking in an English classroom. Listen carefully.
In Romeo and Juliet, is the story's climax when Romeo kills Tybalt or when Romeo and Juliet die at the end?
Well, in Shakespeare's tragedies, the climax always appears in the third act. Romeo kills Tybalt in the third act, so we consider that the climax of the play.
But if that's the climax, why isn't it at the end?
Because the story has to be resolved after the climax. Remember, when the story starts, we are introduced to characters who are in some kind of conflict.
You mean like Romeo and Juliet wanted to get married, but the families were fighting?
Exactly. So the tension builds. We can see this rising action all the way to the climax, when Romeo kills Tybalt. Then later in the story is the resolution.
So in this case, the resolution of the story happens at the end of the story, when Romeo and Juliet die. So the resolution is the sad ending.
Right.
Now let's do questions 15 through 17. Number 15. What is the main topic of this passage? A. The death of Tybalt in Shakespeare's story Romeo and Juliet. B. The conflict in Shakespeare's story Romeo and Juliet. C. The climax of Shakespeare's story Romeo and Juliet.